In the 1970s, a neo-Nazi organization called the National Socialist Party of America was led by a man named Frank Collin. Headquartered in Chicago, the group announced in 1977 its intention to demonstrate in the suburb of Skokie, a community home to more than 7,000 Holocaust survivors. A new documentary film titled Skokie, Invaded but Not Conquered, covers the legal battle surrounding free speech that ensued, as well as the Jewish community that was outraged and united over the controversy. Todd Whitman is the film's co-executive producer.
The real venom was directed against the Nazis, and or we should call them the neo-Nazis, because these were actually Americans who believed and dressed in the Nazi, and they were provocators, and they tried to really provoke a lot of angst and anger within this survivor community, all in the with the rhetoric that they were supporting their First Amendment free speech rights. And the documentary covers all the different aspects of the case that went on and the community reaction.
The film follows the effect the attempted march and a Supreme Court case had on the community and how it provided an opportunity for Holocaust survivors to share their stories with their families and become activists.
It was in many ways therapeutic, and it also allowed these survivors and their families to learn, and in many cases their families, their children and grandchildren, who really knew little or nothing about what had happened to their family members in Europe. And even though this was a small fringe type of Nazi group, this brought back terrible memories to the survivors in Skokie and the area of how this all began in Europe and in Germany at the time with similar small groups of fanatics. And they just saw this as a repeat, and they weren't going to let it happen again. So it really brought them out of the woodwork, the survivor community.
The film is the first created by the Illinois Holocaust Museum. It's scheduled to air on more than 200 PBS stations, including WMHT in the Capital District. Monday's premiere on WMHT coincides with Yom HaShoah, Holocaust Remembrance Day, which begins Sunday evening. Whitman said he believes it's important for Americans to take the opportunity to reflect.
Being vigilant and observant and recalling events like Skokie are always important, especially this time of year on Holocaust Remembrance Day. And it's something that especially the survivors and the people who were there and those who are familiar with the history definitely don't want to forget about and want to be observant and vigilant and make sure that subsequent generations and young people especially know about this. This was quite a famous case at the time in Skokie and nationally as well, even around the world. The press covered this greatly, and people forget. So in many ways, this is a opportune time to revisit the story of Skokie.
With the number of survivors dwindling by the day, Holocaust Remembrance Day is entering an important new era for American Jews. Rabbi Linda Motzkin of Saratoga Springs Temple Sinai says remembering the crimes committed against the 12 million Jewish and non-Jewish victims of the Holocaust is important, as well as recognizing the presence of hate in the world today.
It's important that we have this possibility, this awareness in our consciousness, and do whatever we can to combat it when we see those kinds of intolerant, fascistic forces emerging wherever they do around the world, including in our own country.
Skokie, Invaded but Not Conquered, will premiere Monday at 8 p.m. on WMHT and will also air Tuesday and Wednesday. More information is available at WAMC.org. Reporting from WAMC's Southern Adirondack Bureau on the campus of Skidmore College, I'm Lucas Willard.